Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Last year, on the big show, I don't know why I'm doing, using an Ed Sullivan word, but last year on the program, we brought to you something called Double Dutch, which was a nightclub act that Tom Meyer did with Haim Bula for a number of years, especially in the 1980s and late 1970s. And a number of you said that you would actually like to hear another live performance of Double Dutch. Well, that's exactly what we have for you today. So, without further ado, think of yourself holding a vodka martini or some other cocktail in your hand, sitting back and watching a performance of Double Dutch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Farmhouse Club proudly presents Double Dutch. And here is your host, Tom Meyer.
Surprise, 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 surprise. You'll be listening in astonishment and staring with big eyes. Surprise, 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 surprise. You are welcome in your overalls or in your coats and ties. A Dutch date now with Double Dutch to puzzle and confuse you. It's all we have, though it's not much, we still hope to amuse you. And while we're here, it's party time for all you dolls and guys. Surprise, 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 surprise. Surprise, 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 surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise! Surprise!
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, may I introduce my co-host, stage TV and movie star, Haim Bula. Why don't you say something?
I've got no lines.
What do you mean, I've got no lines?
We actors are used to getting lines.
Oh, and you forgot them?
You forgot them.
I forgot your lines?
Yes, I'm the actor, you're the author. You forgot to give them to me.
Oh, wait a minute. Lines.
Actors are idiots. Oh, you're terrible.
Sorry about that. No, Haim, you're pretty well known, aren't you?
Tom, I'm world famous in certain parts of Holland.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't write your lines for tonight, but...
What have you thought of as an opening number?
We just did an opening number.
Oh, no, there was an intro. I mean a real opening number.
I don't know. What can you do for an opening number? I mean one that's never been done before.
Yeah, why even sing an opening number?
Ah, you're right. They usually are such a crashing bore.
Hey, we've got it.
We've got what?
We've got our opening number.
You're out of your mind.
What do we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore.
That's what you just said.
Yes, but haven't you noticed?
What?
It rhymes.
And so it does.
What do we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before?
Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore. Folks in the know say you start off a show with a slow song, while others may say that the right thing today is a let's get on with the show song. All way back in France, where they sing a romance in a club on the Champs-Élysées.
The singer steps out and he starts to shout in this dynamic way.
Pêle-mêle, vous connaissez cette émission. Pêle-mêle, cette émission sans prétention. De même qu'il faut des brunes ou des blondes, il faut de tout pour faire un monde. Pêle-mêle. Des nouveautés, des attractions, pêle-mêle. Des jeux de rire et des chansons. Un peu de tout, un peu de tout. Voici pêle-mêle pour vous.
hits. A lot of the greats would open the show with a bang. They step out on the floor, starting to roar, and here's the song that they sang. The curtain is going up, and I'm gonna show myself, and I'm gonna live till I die. You're gonna hear from me, 'cause this wasn't meant to be an ordinary guy. Why don't you sit back and just relax, and I'll show you all the facts of facts you ought to know. It's so G-R-E-A-D to be with Y. Oh, you.
Hey!
We will admit that an opening number is better than nothing at all. No one is famous for opening numbers, none that we can recall. If our songs are tragic or snappy, there's one thing we want you to know. Forget your troubles and just be happy, and let's get on with the show. So forgive us, Mr. Gershwin, Mr. Porter, Mr. Berlin, if we don't sing your opening song.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. Well, Hain, Gershwin and Porter and Berlin may not forgive us for not singing their opening number, but I hope that Sandler and Young will, whose opening number this was. Well, now, let's see how international and multilingual we are tonight.
And sophisticated.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone who does not understand English? Good. Well, Hank, that means that we can do this whole show in English.
Oh,
we don't have
easy.
To speak one other language. Now, I would like to know one thing apart from who does not understand English, and that is if there are any Americans here. Oh, I heard a voice there.
Oh, good.
Who's the American? Oh, hi there.
Oh, there's an American.
Welcome. Ferry, how about doing a special salute to all the Americans. Okay, thank you. That was that. The shortest Star-Spangled Banner you've ever heard, I bet. Okay, well, anyway, welcome. Ja, meine Damen und Herren, wir haben gesagt, dass wir hier heute Abend sehr international sein würden. Und Sie haben soeben das Opening Number gehört und wir möchten jetzt alles, das gleiche Lied, also noch einmal auf Deutsch machen. Das ganz gleiche Lied, which means that we're going to do exactly the same damn thing all over again in English.
Tom.
And then in French.
Tom.
And Italian.
Tom.
And yes, what?
Do you mind if I sit down and watch?
Sit and watch what?
You.
But of course, you'd like to sit and watch how a thing like this is done professionally.
No, I want to sit and watch you make a fool of yourself.
Oh, really?
Come on.
No, well, this is ridiculous.
Come on.
No, was haben wir vorher gesagt? Ja, Deutsch sprachen wir. Gibt es hier Leute aus Deutschland? Ja, willkommen.
Für Sie habe ich noch ein Lied später auf.
Ach ja, hast du?
Ja, sicher, gewiss.
Habe ich nicht einmal gewusst. Das ist aber komisch, nicht? Also aus Deutschland, aus Österreich? Nein.
Nein?
Aus der Schweiz? Jetzt geht der Schweizer.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Dann könnten wir auch Schweizerdeutsch weitergehen, oder? Ja, da gibt es noch einen dahinter. Zürich-Pieteri.
Ja, schnellere.
Ja, Schweizerdeutsch schnellere. Et parlant de Suisse, est-ce qu'il y a des Suisses qui parlent français?
Ah, bonsoir.
Ah oui? Bonsoir, madame. Ah, vous avez plusieurs nationalités, hein, je crois. C'est intéressant, ça. Mais peut-être s'il n'y a pas de Suisses qui parlent français, peut-être il y a des Français. Ah, bonsoir.
Encore des Français.
Encore des Français, des Belges. Ah, well.
Un guten Abend, Sam.
Mais ça, c'est un drôle de français. Guten Abend, Sam.
C'est pas du tout hollandais non plus. Hein.
Et peut-être des Canadiens.
Des Canadiens?
Non. Canadiens.
But wait a minute. We were talking about the Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the German Swiss, the French Swiss. Oh, oui. Ci sono svizzeri che parlano italiano? No. Ah, sì?
Ah!
Italiani che parlano svizzero. De Ticino? Roma Ticino, no?
Well, Tom, if you could say something in Rito-Romansch, that would be Switzerland taken care of.
That's right, but I can't. You know, Hein?
Yeah.
Although the politicians talk about it all the time, I don't think we're ever going to have the United States of Europe. I mean, if one of the smallest countries already speaks four languages, mm-hmm. what can you do? It's obvious we can't please you all at the same time.
But I'd love to please you all one by one, though.
Oh, Hein, really? Well, of course, we can try to do something which you can all appreciate, whatever your native tongue is. And I'm sure that most of you will recognize the melody. And they may say somewhere in the back of their mind, hey, wait a minute, I've heard that before. And then once you know what it is, then you won't recognize the lyrics, because I've changed them around quite a bit. This song is known the world over. I bet it's known by you all. On connaît cette mélodie, mais j'ai changé les paroles. Cantaré sobre las flores de nuestro país. Und nun möchten sie gern in Bonn oder Bern mal wissen, was das alles ist. If you did not recognize the verse, it's tulips from Amsterdam. Comme surprise pour nos visiteurs, tulipes d'Amsterdam. Un international bus, tulipen out Amsterdam. Tulipanes colorados en colores variados. Weil ich selbst nicht kommen kann, schick ich später Tulpen aus Amsterdam. En mi canción se trata de tulipanes de Amsterdam. Lijkt waarachtig wel ons volkslied, de tulpen uit Amsterdam. Denn auch ursprünglich ein deutsches Lied, Tulpen aus Amsterdam. Though I can't be there to meet you, I'll send tulips, not now, to greet you. Je vous donne, monsieur, madame, des tulipes d'Amsterdam. Des tulipes d'Amsterdam, oui. Thank you.
Comme vous avez compris, messieurs, dames, cette chanson a devenu plus ou moins notre deuxième hymne national. Bien que ce soit une chanson d'origine allemande, Tulpen aus Amsterdam. Ja, und jetzt, now, I would love to sing you a real 100% Dutch song. And I've chosen one which is among the very best known here in Holland. When we talk about the banks of the Amstel, we do not mean the Chase Manhattan or the American Express, of course. We mean this little piece of land on which the city of Amsterdam was built. Amsterdam with its 500 bridges and beautiful canals. You know that on one of these canals was the house situated of my grandfather, and I, as a boy, used to visit him. But now his place has been taken by a stranger, and the house was turned into an office building. But as in days gone by, there are still things that remind of yesterday, like the trees dreaming high above the traffic and the little boat hurrying along the canal. Oh, yes, my heart belongs there. Who could wish for more than to be in Amsterdam? Er staat een huis aan de gracht in Oud-Amsterdam, waar ik als jochie van acht bij grootvader kwam.
Nu zit een vreemde meneer in het kamertje voor. En ook die heerlijke zolder werd een kantoor. Alleen de bomen dromen hoog boven het verkeer. En over het water gaat er een bootje, net als wel eer. Aan de Amsterdamse grachten heb ik heel mijn hart voor altijd verpand. Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes, 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn. Ik heb veel gereisd en al vroeg de wereld gezien. En nimmer kreeg ik genoeg van het reizen nadien. Maar altijd bleef er een sterk verlangen in mij. Naar Amsterdam, die stad aan Amstel en IJ. Daar waar de bomen dromen hoog boven het verkeer. En over het water gaat er een bootje, net als wel eer. Aan de Amsterdamse grachten heb ik heel mijn hart voor altijd verpand. Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes, 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Dank u wel.
Molto bene. Che bella canzone, amico mio. I canali di Amsterdam. Mm. Già abbiamo parlato con gli svizzeri parlando italiano, ma adesso voglio sapere quanti amici c'è che parlano italiano.
Non c'è molti, eh?
Tutti sono due?
Non c'è molti.
Poverini. Ah, due. Anche per due possiamo cantare.
Sì, perché no?
Now don't be that way. No, but talking about amici, friendship, mm-hmm. Hein, you know, by the way, do you know Jack Smith?
Oh yes, he's a very good friend of mine. Oh. But I didn't know you were friends.
Well, I didn't either.
Oh.
But he proved to be my best friend.
It's not true. How?
Mm. He ran off with my wife. Happily married couples there. It's good to see that.
Yeah.
Very good. Ah, friendship, love. Mm. Amitié en français. Qu'est-ce que c'est l'amitié? Dans le meilleur cas, c'est ce qui remplace l'amour après un certain temps.
Ja, ist es eigentlich nicht komisch, dass auch viel mehr Lieder geschrieben wurde über die Liebe als über die Freundschaft. Mm-hmm. Ja. Obwohl am besten Falle die Freundschaft an die Stelle der Liebe tritt nach einer gewissen Zeit.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Friendship comes before love and usually after. And yet there are not so many songs about friendship as about love.
No, that's true.
And you know, people are so hypocritical about it.
Oh, terribly hypocritical. They sing songs, romantic songs about love and marriage. Mm-hmm. And still in jokes, it's always the married wives and the mothers-in-law that mm-hmm. take the beating.
Yeah. You know that they call the new disco dance the 30-year marriage?
It's not true.
Mm.
Why?
Well, because the couples don't speak, don't look at each other, and don't touch.
Yeah, well, that's not why I'd rather have a good friend who's married than marry a good friend.
You're absolutely right. Well, after all, they're not so happily married out there. Look, there's one songwriter who did write a song about friendship. and who did it very well,
mm-hmm.
and that's Cole Porter.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, did you know that Cole Porter was born in Peru?
In South America?
No, not South America. Peru, Indiana,
aha!
USA.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
And if you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
And if you ever feel so happy you'll land in jail, I'm your bail.
That's friendship, friendship. Just the perfect blendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
A-la-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dig-dig-dig.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell, ring-a-ding-ding.
And if you ever up a tree, just phone to me.
Hello. And if you ever lose your teeth while you're out to dine, borrow mine.
That's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When all the friendships have been forgate, ours will still be great.
A-la-ba-ba-da-chuck-chuck-chuck.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
Sure I will. And if they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put the bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
That's it's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A-la-ba-da-ba-da-ba-hep-hep-hep.
If you ever lose your mind, I will be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
And if you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh.
That's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When all our friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
A-la-ba-ba-ba-ba, chug, woof, woof. Chug, chug, chug.
Dip, dig, dig.
Hap, hap, hap.
Good evening, friends.
Yeah. There's one thing I always love to do, and that is go to wedding anniversaries. Marvelous. I'm wild about wedding anniversaries, but one couple I know got their divorce one day after their silver wedding anniversary, which, of course, was a bit strange, and then a year afterwards they celebrated their first divorce anniversary. Ever heard of that? And when the party was over, the woman said to the man, "Why didn't you divorce me before? While we were married, I never knew what a good friend you could be." Not happily divorced couples tonight. Anyway, it's strange because love and friendship and marriage will never cease to amaze us. Now, take this situation, for instance. A lady and her lover. And as she grows older and her daughter more beautiful, his attention shifts to the daughter, of course. Je suis désolé, madame, mais votre fille a pris votre place dans mes bras et dans mon cœur. Es tut mir leid, gnädige Frau, aber Ihre Tochter ist mir jetzt lieber als Sie. Lo siento mucho, señora. Ese con quien sueña su hija, ese ladrón que es desvalija de su amor soy yo, señora. Ya sé que no soy un buen yerno, soy casi un beso del infierno, pero un beso al fin, señora. Yo soy ese por quien ahora os preguntáis por qué, señora, se marchitó vuestra fragancia. Perdiendo la vida, mimando su infancia, velando su sueño, llorando su llanto con tanta abundancia. Si cuando se abre una flor, al olor de la flor se le olvida la flor. De nada sirvieron las monjas, ni los caprichos y lisonjas que tuvo a granel, señora. Ya la educo, yo me hago cargo,
un soñador de pelo largo, ¿qué le va usted a hacer, señora? En su reloj sonó la hora de olvidar vuestro hogar, señora, en brazos de un desconocido que solo le ha dado un soplo de cupido, que no le es hermosa a fuerzas de arrugas y de años perdidos. Si cuando se abre una flor, al olor de la flor se le olvida la flor. Póngase usted un vestido viejo y de reojo en el espejo haga marcha atrás, señora. Recuerde antes de maldecirme que tuvo usted la carne firme y un sueño en la piel, y un sueño en la piel, y un sueño en la piel, señora.
Thank you.
I think those people really look as if they are enjoying themselves.
Well, either they are enjoying themselves or they are very good actors, Hein.
Well, I would be enjoying myself too.
When?
If I had a drink.
Well, that's a good idea. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have one. What would it be?
Dry martini.
Isn't that a coincidence? I think I'll have one too.
Okay.
Two dry martinis coming up. That means, so that everybody can hear how a dry martini is made, that means four parts gin and one part vermouth.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no? Oh, you like yours very dry, huh?
No. Even drier.
Ah, I know my Pappenheimers. Look, that's why I always make my dry martini this way.
Show me.
Now watch closely. I go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I go.
Yeah.
Oh. What's the matter?
Still too much for mousse.
Well, then how do you make yours?
For mousse.
Anyway. Ah. Cheers.
Tom, I would love to propose a toast.
To whom?
Are there any birthdays tonight? Wedding anniversaries.
Wait a minute. Oh, there's
a birthday over there.
Jenny, wenn du Geburtstag hast, bist du bei mir zu Gast.
Isabel.
Ja, da.
Another birthday. Two beautiful ladies with birthdays. Anybody else with birthdays?
Wedding anniversaries.
Geburtstage. Divorce anniversaries.
Cumpleanni.
Compleaños. Aniversaria.
Well, Tom, who cares?
Gerrit, what is it in Romanian?
Ah!
I see. Well, I think that that's it. Just those two birthdays. Well then,
enough.
In that case, Isabel, I'm going to dedicate a song to you, okay?
And I'm going to dedicate a song to you there.
Hey, wait a minute, Hank. I am going to dedicate a song to Isabel there.
Tom, you do your thing, I'll do mine.
Okay.
You and only you know what to do when this guy's feeling bluey. You can take my cup and fill it up and feed that love into me. Just a spoonful of your honey and this world of mine is sunny. All that I need is you and the night and the music, Yenny. Fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire.
It's true, you know.
You
go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I feel you spinning round in my brain. Like the bubbles in a glass of champagne, you
belong to my heart now and forever. And our love had its start not long ago. We
why the million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you,
do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, what could it be? You've got the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. For you
made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time I knew it. I guess
you're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
And you're the scotch in my tumbler.
You're the lace in my shoe.
You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
You, and only you, can see me through. When my morale is sagging, you know what to say to pave the way. Each time my wagon's dragging, baby, no one has to tell me. When your kisses overwhelm me, all that I need is you.
Nobody else will do.
You, baby, only you. You.
We're back again. Did you enjoy yourselves in the meantime?
Without you, impossible.
What did you do while we were gone?
They were enjoying themselves, you dummy.
You were drinking? In the meantime, we were rehearsing our next number.
Which is to say, I was rehearsing our next number. You were singing something else entirely.
The next thing we'd like to do is called Dahud, D-A-A-H-U-D. And we thought in the beginning, because there were some speculations as to the meaning and the origin of the word, we thought in the beginning it was an African word.
Dahud. Yes, but after you were rehearsing it, I knew what it stood for.
Oh, really? What?
That hurt. Dahud.
Look, Hane, I thought we were going to keep this a friendly and happy affair.
Tom, I'm just keeping them from walking out.
By behaving like this?
No, by preventing you from singing.
Those people love my singing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you see?
Listen to that. How much are you paying them?
Look, listen here, Caruso. You're not exactly God's gift to the Metropolitan either. Iedere keer dat hij zijn mond opentrekt, drukte hij mee uit. Who do you think you are, anyway?
That's a stupid question.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Who do you think I look like?
Would you believe Miss Piggy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least Muppets can sing.
Fairy, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Well? Well, then mind your business and play, for heaven's sake.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-
Ba da ba da ba 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 da ba da 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 da.
You know something? I can just hear so many of those people out there think, ah, oh, typical for showbiz people. You know, fighting one minute and the biggest friends the next.
From laughter to tears is a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Himmel hoch jausen zum Tode betrübt, nicht wahr?
Yeah, but don't let this give you the impression that we showbiz people cannot be trusted, because we can.
Oh, yes, and that we're all crooks. We're not.
Mm-mm. Except for producers who hold auditions.
Oh, they're bad.
They're the worst.
Oh, they're terrible. They sit in dark auditoriums and call out things.
Oh, yes. They call out to you after your audition and say, don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah. Haven't you ever noticed? They never do.
Mm-mm. It's awful.
You know, a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
wonderful singer.
Oh, really?
Beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Auditioned for the Queen of the Night.
Ooh.
Ended up number one.
Great.
Yeah, didn't get the part.
Why not?
They said they preferred a woman.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I know a dancer, yeah. a wonderful classical dancer, yeah. wonderful, beautiful legs, trained for years. I did an audition for The Dying Swan. You know The Dying Swan, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She did a marvelous audition. And then all of a sudden the producer yelled from the auditorium, Madam, that swan is supposed to die, not to go down in convulsions.
Oh, that's awful. What did she do?
She simply got up and flew away.
Well, you see, producers can be very childish too.
Childish?
Yeah, very childish. Singer,
mm-hmm.
auditioned, number one. Didn't get the part.
Why not?
Well, the producer asked her to sing the high C, and she did.
So?
But she cracked his contact lenses.
Oh.
Isn't that childish?
Childish. Oh. Producers are really bad.
They're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do a thing like that to you.
Well, I wouldn't do a thing like that to you either, Hank.
No, we
wouldn't. And that's a fact.
Bosom buddies, friends, brothers and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Do now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting.
Though often my frank observation might scold. Look, I've been meaning to tell you for years, Hen. You should really go and see my barber.
If I went to see your barber, I'd be bald.
But, buddy, we'll always be dear companions. My crony,
my mate,
we'll always be harmonizing.
Orphan Annie and Sandy,
like Amos and Andy.
If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth.
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog, hey? Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that?
I noticed that.
You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When they say that Hein Buhle is the world's greatest lush.
It hurts me.
And if I say that your fangs are showing, Tom, pull in your claws, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws.
I feel it's my duty to tell you, Hein, it's time to adjust to your age.
Oh.
Look at you, you tried to be Hamlet. You look like Macbeth. Now, how old are you? Come on, tell me the truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say somewhere in between 30 and death.
But,
I'll always be good old Snoopy if you'll be Charlie Brown. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gissed and gloated, but oh, I'm so devoted.
And though I say that sex and guts turned you into a star, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are.
Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth. Remember that who else but a bosom buddy will sit down a level, will give you the devil, will sit down and tell you the truth.
Ahora quisiera saber cuánta gente hay aquí que habla español.
He wants to know whether there's somebody.
Ah, momento, momento, momento. Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy buenas noches. Muy bien. ¿Aquí? ¿A dónde? ¿Por casualidad hay unos argentinos también? ¡Española! Con usted vamos a hablar después, ¿eh? No lo olvidaremos. Pero argentinos, no.
He wants to know whether there's some Argentines. No, no. Ha.
Hmm.
¿Por qué quieres saber?
Hmm? Oh, he wants to know why I want to know. Porque en ese caso me gustaría cantar un tango argentino.
So in this case he will sing an Argentinian tango.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, you could do so anyway, couldn't you?
¿Cómo? Oh, yes, of course. No, cantaré otra cosa.
He will sing something else.
Mm-hmm. Something else, yes. Tangos, we were talking about tangos. You know, it's so funny because a lot of people think that the Argentinians have invented the tango. That's not true at all. It only came to Argentina after it had come from Africa via Cuba and Mexico, but that's a whole story which I will not tell you. In the 20s of this century, a lot of people felt, once the tango had been discovered, that they had to express their innermost feelings to the public in tango tempo. And so it happened that the world was enriched with beautiful masterpieces such as
Warum weinst du, kleine Tamar?
You wouldn't recognize the tango there, but it is a tango. And then, of course, there is The Kiss of Fire, translated into Dutch as De Kus van Meijer. I'm not making this up, you know. Well, and then for the Dutch among you, there's, of course, that famous tango. Er was een vogel en het diertje kon niet drukken. Er was een veertje aan zijn staartje blijven plakken. Well, anyway, that's what happened in the 20s. And then in the sexy 60s, a gentleman in the United States felt that the greater freedom of expression also justified a different kind of tango. And he felt it was about time that his innermost emotions were expressed to the public. And he wrote it, and he sang it, and after he sang it, they fired him from the university where he was teaching mathematics. Once again, I'm not making this up, you know. The gentleman's name was Tom Lehrer, and this is his tango. I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eyes, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you, here I stand. My heart is in my hand. Yeah. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, which is I'm in such exquisite agony. Your soul is on fire, which the flame did desire, which is why I perspire while we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that we're mine. As don't the masochism, masochism tango.
All right. La ville est comme une femme. La ville très tôt, disons 5 heures le matin, la ville est gênée de se montrer aux gens. Ja, sie kennen doch bestimmt das Gefühl. Morgens 5. Man kommt, sagen wir, nach einem Fest spät nach Hause. Die Nacht wird langsam hell, die Stadt wird wach. Noch liegt ein Rest vom Traum auf jedem Dach. Aus Fenstern dringt schon Licht, jedes Haus reibt sich verschlafen das Gesicht. Morgens 5. Die Straßenbahnen schwärmen müde aus. Die Bar, die kehrt die lange Nacht hinaus. der jungen Morgen scheint. Auf dem Pflaster macht sich grell das Leben breit. Morgens um fünf, morgens um fünf. Die ersten Schatten eilen zur Fabrik. Hinter Fassaden klingt Musik. Und bald färbt sich das Bild bunt. Die Zeitungsfrau fängt ihren Rundgang an. Auf Rädern rollt der Tag heran. Und halb vergessen ist schon der Spuk der Nacht. Morgens um fünf. Die Stadt in Morgenlicht ist grau und kalt. Die Falten im Gesicht machen sie alt. Das Lachen fällt ihr schwer, aber welche Frau zeigt sich schon gerne her? Morgens um fünf, morgens um fünf. Die ersten Schatten eilen zur Fabrik. Hinter Fassaden klingt Musik. Und bald färbt sich das Bild bunt. Die Zeitungsfrau fängt ihren Rundgang an. Auf Rädern rollt der Tag heran. Und nur ein Spukbild ist bald die Nacht. Morgens um fünf. Morgens um fünf, morgens um fünf, morgens um fünf.
Danke, thank you, thank you.
As requested by a number of you, another live performance of Double Dutch, a live cabaret act that Tom did in the late 70s and 1980s with Hein Bueller. Anyway, that's all we have time for on this edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International for this, the 13th of January, 2019. I actually got it right. I was worried that I would say 2018. If I'd said 2017, I would really be worried. Anyway, that's all we have time for on the program today. We're going to leave you with George Walker and There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World. So until next time, so long, au revoir, a wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Now there's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us, and there's nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. Darling, it isn't a dream. The only sounds that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you forever and ever. There's a kind of a hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us, and there's nobody else inside. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. Listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. Oh, it isn't a dream. And the only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you forever and ever. there's a kind of a hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sound of lovers in love.